Monday, Vermont's Agency of Education released results from a new standardized test kids took earlier this year. But as VPR's Sam Gale Rosen reports, the state says it needs more data to figure out exactly what the results mean.
Students in grades 3 through 8, plus high school juniors, took the new Smarter Balanced exam, which is designed to measure competency in math and language arts. The test is also supposed to align with national Common Core guidelines. The Agency of Education has already decided not to use the test results to rank schools because of a number of questions about the methodology and the data. Large percentages of Vermont students of all grades did not score at the level of proficient or above. Speaking to VPR's Vermont edition, Education Secretary Rebecca Holcomb said that these results don't necessarily mean that students or schools are failing.
These are very demanding tests, and the fact that you don't score as proficient on this test doesn't mean you will not go to college, you will not be successful in college and careers. It just means that you didn't score as proficient on the test. If, in order to understand what it means to actually score as not proficient, we need several years of data, and we need to be able to match that data to other outcomes outside of testing that we actually care about. So in 5 years, if we find that kids who don't score as proficient aren't able to get jobs, then we're having a very different conversation. At this point, I don't think we really know.
Holcomb said she was hopeful that the new test would provide helpful information to teachers about where students needed more instruction.
One of the biggest challenges of a teacher is being able to diagnose in the moment when a student makes a mistake. What is it that led to that mistake? Is it misunderstanding? Was it carelessness? Do they have some other understanding that they didn't get that's sort of a foundational skill? What we're hoping is the assessment will be able to break down different aspects of their understanding so that they can figure out where it is that maybe the learning broke down so that they can go back and teach those specific understandings. We're just beginning to understand what this test is and how we might use it.
Results from the Smarter Balanced test are available on the Vermont Agency of Education's website. For VPR News, I'm Sam Gale Rosen.